And whom shall I send, and who shall go for us? And then Isaiah says, here I am, send me. Trembling, trembling, can barely speak. Here I am, send me. And then God says, notice, the next thing he says, whom shall I send? And he says, go, because our God is a sending God. Why? Because our God is a God of mission.
Listeners, it is time for Live in the Light today, and we are so glad to have you here with us as always. And today is a great day to start a new series. I am always excited when we have something brand new to share with you, and this is a great series about the focus of our life's mission as believers.
Our life's mission as believers. Shannon, by the way, really good to see you. Here we are. I'm excited for this series too. Life on mission. Why? Because our God is ascending God.
Amen.
Shannon, today we get to unpack a theology that I think a lot of believers, people may not think about a whole lot. Very excited though to unpack this, because really it's at the DNA of what the Bible teaches on who our God is. Like, why are we even here and why did Christ come? It's because our God is a sending God. He sent his son to save, and now we who are saved in Jesus Christ have also been sent by God. It's quite profound, and I find it very, very encouraging. It's been such an impact again in our church community here, and we're praying it will also be that for all who are listening today. We are, as true believers in Jesus Christ, we are living life on mission. Why? Title, because our God is fundamentally a sending God, a God who sends because he is merciful and gracious and loves. He sent his one and only son that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. This series has so much potential. As always, our wonderful, beautiful Live in the Light listeners, we love to hear from you. We love to know what God is doing in your life and heart. That encourages our team. So please take the opportunity. Let us know how God is at work. And Shannon, we're excited again to start this series today.
So excited to hear that, Robbie. And because our God is ascending God, we have purpose and clear direction. And that's exactly what the series is going to go over. What being on mission looks like in the life of a Christ follower. Hey friends, are you on mission for Jesus? Where is he using you to spread his good news? Again, today's message is called Our God is Ascending God. So let's find out what that means exactly. We're going to toss it now to Pastor Robbie.
So glad to be together this weekend as well. I think you can see beside me, behind me up here, we begin a new series today. Start a new 5-week series, very important, called Life on Mission. I love our tagline, From Saved to Sent. From saved to sent, the reality, the theological reality, every single person alive in Jesus Christ has been saved again for a purpose, to be sent for the things of the Lord. Let me say a few things as we begin this series again. The elders believe this is a series of priority, obviously, and really a paramount series as well for this church and for all people who call Hope Oakville their home. There's a ton of intentionality in this series. And there's also a lot of urgency in this series as well. In many, many ways, this is going to be our year-long theme as a church, to continue to remind us that we are to be living lives on mission for the Lord Jesus Christ. One of my goals today, too, as an introductory message for this series, laying a foundation, is to be as clear as we possibly can. And so to do that and to get as many of us on the same page as possible right now, whether you're here, or again, Overflow, Orange Roll, whatever it might be, let's look at a purpose statement, really, for our series together. I'm trying to bottom line this, and I want to make sure that we are on the same page. Here's our kind of purpose statement for the series. Every Christ follower at Hope Oakville has been saved by Christ and sent for Christ, okay? So every, again, Christ follower at Hope Oakville who's genuinely saved in the Lord Jesus Christ, who's been born again, the Holy Spirit lives within you. Again, you were dead, now you are alive in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you know that. Obviously, you've been saved by Christ, and no exceptions, you've been sent for Christ. Also, God has strategically placed every one of us who is saved in Jesus Christ with divine purpose and to be on mission for him. Again, I want to be clear. Every single Christ follower, you're alive in the Lord Jesus Christ. God has saved you to bless you, to be a blessing to others.
You have been strategically, again, placed with purpose no matter where you find yourself. It doesn't matter at school, home, neighborhood, marketplace, business, whatever it is. God has purposed you to do something only you can do that I can't do for you and you can't do for me. Again, that's unique. And then this, all Christ followers at Hope Oakville must embrace their calling towards life on mission. We find out today, this is not a theological, again, negotiable. You don't get to go, well, maybe for you, but not for me. No, 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 no. Every single person alive in the Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to see today, God has saved you to send you. So what we like to do in moments and messages like this, we like to make excuses. And we like to rationalize and we like to say, well, again, that's for someone else, but not for me. No, 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 no. Bible open today. You're alive in Jesus Christ. God has chosen you, saved you, redeemed you, called you, and now desires to use you. So very, very important series for us. Again, I want to be as clear as I can. All of us are here today alive in the Lord Jesus Christ. Man, God is going to speak to us as he probably has started to do already. Let me say this also as we begin this series today. Many of you are beautifully living this out already. Many men and women and children in this church are wonderfully and beautifully right now living life on mission for Jesus Christ. I'm very, very, very encouraged by that. It's wonderful to see. I could look across this room right now again if I decided to and wanted to and could point and tell stories of people saved by Christ and being currently sent for the Lord as well. But here's the vision really for this series. Some of us are doing this wonderfully, not perfectly, but wonderfully. What would happen if all of us who are genuinely saved in Jesus Christ? What would happen if all of us began to take seriously the call to live life on mission? What if all of us started to understand the theological reality of what Christ has placed in us by his Spirit and decided again to collectively, individually, and collectively go and be expectant for God to use us on a daily basis wherever we find ourselves to be? That gets pretty exciting. And listen, if that were to happen, I sincerely believe if all of us saved in Christ, who are saved in Christ, started to effectively and intentionally live life on mission, I believe our greater community would be changed. The thousands of people that attend this church and the impact beyond that, if every single person woke up each day by God's grace and his strength and power to live life on mission, I believe our greater community would be changed and impacted. Again, let me say this, I'm so excited and thankful for 20 plus years of this happening. I'm so thankful for the way that you are being used by the Lord and this church, okay? But what if all of us at this stage would seek the Lord again in sincerity? How would that change again the lives that are around us? So today what we're going to do is we're going to lay a theological foundation for this series, and we begin with this sermon title, this message. It's this, Life on Mission, Our God is a Sending God. Our God is a Sending God. Now think of it this way too, okay? This is good theology. The fundamental reason that we are on mission, okay, as Christ followers, is because our God is on mission. This is the heart of God. We're gonna see this today. Our God is irrefutably on mission. He has been from the very, very beginning. So the big idea for our sermon today on the screen for you, lots of slides today, by the way, we're gonna help you stay awake, okay? Our sermon, big idea today is this: you cannot theologically belong to Christ and not also be on mission. You cannot be genuinely saved by Jesus Christ and not be also on mission again for him. You don't separate those things. Some of you are gonna try today. Some of you are already trying to make excuses. Some of you are trying to rationalize this out of that. No. That's for Pastor Boy up there and a couple elders or whatever it is and pastoral staff. But me, I get to sit on my spiritual couch and do nothing. Incorrect, okay? You do not get to use that excuse. That is impossible. If you're genuinely saved, now that's an important little point there. Not everyone here is genuinely saved. You're not genuinely saved. You got no Holy Spirit. You got no Holy Spirit. There's no fruit coming from your life, which is a whole another thing to consider. But every single person genuinely saved in Jesus Christ is automatically, theologically, again, spiritual reality, on mission with God. That's just how it works. It's who God is. And if we are becoming more like Christ, then it's who we are. You don't separate, again, being saved and being sent for the Lord. Again, I've been thinking about lots of different things this past week or past several weeks on this topic, knowing it's coming. And I thought, man, like this church is planted 2004, core group 2003.
And I mean, we have done nothing perfectly, but you look back and the moment God planted this church, we see the ministry, we see the expansion, we see the multiplication, we see the churches planted, we see the baptisms, we see the lives that are being changed, because that's what God does. He doesn't plant a church for it to sit there and become insular and just do this holy huddle and no one else gets to come in. No, no, the very DNA of the Holy Spirit within us, he begins something new when it's healthy and multiplies. That's what the church has done from the very beginning, and that's what it continues to do today. Listen, individually and corporately, that's such a blessing for me to look back and to say, God, of course, you began us again from another, again, work that you did. And here we are, and over the years, seeing and reflecting, but again, God's kingdom advancing, but how much more can God do? What if everyone got on board? What if everyone got excited? What if everyone started to trust the Lord Jesus Christ? What if everyone started smashing idols? What if everyone started to pick up their reality, their individual corporate calling in the Lord Jesus Christ? What if everyone started to get on mission for the Lord together? Exciting times. Now, easy? No. Easy is following the world. Easy is just building up your bank account for all self and stuff. That's easy. Hard and difficult is pursuing Jesus Christ against the reality of darkness and the enemy. And so that's why even as we begin right now, I mean, I know we're walking into enemy territory in a serious way. And I know that some of you already are building up, the enemy's whispering excuses and reasons why this doesn't apply to you. So this is why we have to pray. Have you noticed I haven't prayed yet? I've noticed. Have you noticed I'm about to pray right now? So Father, joy to hear people pray. I believe in the power of this moment. I believe that we are, the enemy's terrified of this series. Can you imagine, church? The enemy's terrified. What if men, women, and children start to live this out? Wow. So he's fearful and he will do everything he can to distract. So in Jesus' name together, we say, Lord, deliver us from evil. Amen. Amen. Deliver us from evil and may light shine as much as has ever shone through this church individually and corporately as the people of God. Holy Spirit, we desperately need you. Oh my goodness. We desperately need you. And so we beg you for you. Father, I believe you are pleased with what is happening because your word is so clearly saying that this is what you desire. And so we ask again that you will move. And I just pray you will meet individuals so wonderfully, and then you will build momentum as a church so beautifully. So we give this time, we give this series, this year to you. Again, we love to pray, so simple, but so beautiful. So help us now. Together, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen, church? Amen, amen, great, amen. Amen. That's awesome. That's encouraging as well. So this is where we start today. I told you, introductory message. Today is going to be a topical sermon as opposed to one passage and expositing that text. So a little bit different, but it's going to be immensely biblical today, but it is going to be topical, but I think very, very appropriate. I will be asking you to turn to a couple of passages, but I'm going to do, again, some of the lifting for you as well. So let's just start here today. Point number one is this. Our God is a God on mission. Our God, we have to, again, understand our God is a God on mission. I'm going to ask you to turn today to start to Genesis chapter 12. Again, topical message, unpacking this doctrine of our God is ascending God, looking really at the totality of Scripture. So tons of passages we'll be looking at. I'll ask you to turn to a couple. Genesis, obviously the first book in the Bible. Genesis 12, this is the call of God to Abram. And as we read this again, what I want us to see is notice the heart of God. Notice what God is intending to do, okay? And notice what he does. Okay, Genesis 12, verse 1 says this. Now the Lord said to Abram, soon to be Abraham, go from your country, and your kindred, and your father's house to the land that I will show you. And I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, notice, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you, I will curse. Notice this promise. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Okay, again, this is a fundamental passage of seeing that our God is a sending God. What do we learn from this text here? Well, first of all, notice that God came to a pagan named Abram and sent him to a foreign land. Okay, so again, what are we learning? God is the one who initiates the movement. God is sending. Like if you study this text, if you just saw Genesis 12, 1 to 3, what do we learn about God? God initiates, God is outward facing. This is what we're learning here from Genesis 12 as he shows up to Abram and says, go, and he wants to bless. And notice we also learn that about our God. Our God again sends Abram and promises that he would bless his descendants. So I want you to see this too. This is all throughout scripture. This is the heart of what we learned today. God sends and he promises blessing. God sends to bless. Right? So if you sit there and say, well, God, save me, he sends me. Oh man, the work and all the, you know, it's such a burden. No, you don't get it. God sends us to bless. He sends that we are blessed and then we are a blessing again to others and we become again blessed in the process. Notice this also from this text. God sent Abram that his descendants, verse 3, look at, his descendants would ultimately, all the families of the earth would be blessed. I mean, that's a major, massive promise, the heart of God. And much in line with that too, we also know that Abram's descendants, physical descendants, was Israel. The Bible commanded Israel to be a conduit of God's blessing to the nations. This is what's happening in Genesis chapter 12 here. I want you to see this too, okay? God sends with the heart, right from the start, of a global blessing. Because of the heart of our God, we are here right now, again, for the most part, Gentiles saved in Jesus Christ, indicated right here in these verses, God's heart to send, to bless for global blessing, which is ultimately fulfilled right here in his son, Jesus Christ, right? This is what's happening. The heart of our God is ascending God. Our God is a sending God. He sends to save. He sends to bless. He sends to redeem. And this is ultimately fulfilled, as I just said, again, in the Lord Jesus Christ. What a mission this is right here when God again appears to Abram and says, go. From you, Abram, and spiritually descending now, all the families of the earth shall be blessed because this ultimately is fulfilled in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, as we start to unpack this biblical theology, this systematic and biblical theology of ascending God. I couldn't resist this. I kind of came across this. I love this so much. So this is biblical theology, and this is a biblical theology which is tracing the historical theology of God is ascending God through scripture, okay? This is a snapshot, just a couple seconds here, but I love it. I want you to love it too, okay? We're learning the Bible's one book. So our God is ascending God, creation. Man and woman created, sent to fill and multiply the earth, ultimately again, for the glory of God. They are go out, fill earth, multiply to reflect God's glory. Israel is sent again as a light to the nations. Jesus Christ, the ultimate sent one. Jesus Christ sent from the Father to redeem, to save the world from sin. The church then is sent into the world by Christ, empowered by the Holy Spirit to see the kingdom of God advance. I mean, all through scripture, our God is ascending God. I love this too. This was insightful for me as well. Eternity, think of it, eternity. God sends his son once. That has happened. God will soon send his son again. Amen. Amen. That's going to be a pretty great day for those of us saved in the Lord Jesus Christ. Best day ever, right? And why does Jesus Christ get sent again? He comes to gather his own from every tribe, tongue, and nation that will reflect God's heart to send, to save, to redeem, to gather, and then to be with them forever and ever. You look at the Bible, Genesis to Revelation, our God is a sending God. And the heart of our God to send is that he might save. Powerful, beautiful, and awesome. I got a few more verses that I want us to see here too. Again, different day. We're kind of building a foundation. We're going through systematic again scriptures. I pray it's encouragement to you. Let's turn to Exodus chapter 3. Genesis, Exodus. Exodus chapter 3. Let's go 10:30. Let me hear those pages turn. Let me hear those pages turn. Encourage your neighbor, guilt trip them, pressure them, whatever it takes, okay? Get them to turn. Here we go, okay? Exodus 3, again, I will do a lot of the lifting for you after this, but I'm gonna ask you to turn here because it's right next door to Genesis, okay? Genesis chapter 3, again, we know the context. This is Israel enslaved in Egypt. This is Israel horribly oppressed, again, by Pharaoh and the Egyptians. God is not indifferent to their suffering. His timing is not theirs, but he is not indifferent. And God sends in the midst of such hardship. He sends, look at Exodus 3:10, again, symbol here, also on the screen for you. Come, I will send you, Moses, to Pharaoh. Why? That you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. Notice our God is a sending God. Okay, why does God send here? He sends to save. Abraham is fulfilled in Jesus Christ. The picture, again, him, families being blessed. And then Moses, real story, real person, real salvation again from slavery to Egypt, but foreshadowing the ultimate fulfillment, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ to set people free from their sins. Jesus Christ to break us out of the prison cells and enslavement of sin. Jesus Christ is sent. Our God is a sending God. Abraham, Moses. We also hear this in the book of Malachi. I'll turn there for you, okay? You don't have to now. You can thank me later, okay? Malachi chapter 3, verse 1 on the screen for you. This is a prophecy of John the Baptist, okay? What does God say? Behold, I send my messenger. Our God is a sending God. He's a sending God. Our God is on mission. He is on mission. Why does he send John the Baptist? He sends John the Baptist to prepare the way for the ultimate sent one, Jesus Christ. Our God's on a mission, man. He's sending people all over the place because he is sending to save. He is on mission again to redeem. And what's the point I want us to meditate on? It's this. Sending is not just what our God does. Sending is who he is. I'll say it again. Sending is not just what our God does. Sending is who he is. The heart of our God is to send, right? Because our God is a God on mission. His mission is to save. Another powerful example of this is the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 6, verse 8, on the screen for you here, the verses. So this is the throne room vision that Isaiah has. This incredible, in some ways, unparalleled vision of God's holiness and his sovereign rule and his righteousness. And Isaiah is melting in the vision of God's holiness. And in this throne room vision, God speaks. And here's what God says first from this incredible picture in Isaiah 6. God says this. He says, whom shall I send? Of all the things he could say, this is what he says. And whom shall I send and who shall go for us? And then Isaiah says, here I am, send me, trembling can barely speak. Here I am, send me. And then God says, notice the next thing he says, whom shall I send? And he says, go, because our God is a sending God. Why? Because our God is a God on mission. He's on a mission to save. He's on a mission to redeem. I want you to notice one more thing in this verse too, which will lead us to where we're going next. God says, whom shall I send and who shall go for us? Why is that significant? That's a reference to the Trinity. That's indicating the reality of the Trinity. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, us in plural. And that leads us to our second point then here right now, which is this. The Trinity by nature is sending. The Trinity by nature is sending. Some of you are like, what do you mean by that, Robbie? What do you mean? Well, think. Ready? The Father sends the Son. The Son sends the Holy Spirit. The Father and the Son send the Holy Spirit. Ready? And the Son and the Spirit send the disciples and the church into the world. The Trinity by nature is sending. He is always sending. Let's just break that down then on the screen beside me and behind me. Let's break this down one at a time. Let's understand that the Father sends the Son. The Father sends the Son. If there's ever proof that God is a sending God, it's the proof that God so loved the world, he gave his only Son. He sent his only Son. If you look at John 3:16 again on the screen, notice, for God so loved the world, he gave means he sent as a gift, but he sent his Son to earth, what, to die for the sins of humanity. Look also at John chapter 5. John chapter 5, again, this is Jesus talking. He says, for the works the Father has given me to accomplish, the very works that I'm doing bear witness about me, what? That the Father has sent me. The Father is a sending God. He sends his Son. And the Father who sent me has himself bore witness about me. Then we have Galatians chapter 4. Again, the Father sends the Son. This is the verse of the incarnation. This is a verse speaking to Christmas. When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son. God sent forth the Son. The Father sends the Son. The Trinity by nature is sending. Let's break down the second part of that. The Father and the Son send the Holy Spirit. Okay? The Father and the Son send the Holy Spirit. Again, we're looking at scripture. It's beautiful and wonderful. John 14. Look at John 14. This is Jesus talking now. Jesus says to his disciples, but the Helper, Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring remembrance of what I have said to you. The Father and the Son send the Holy Spirit. Let's look at John 15 now. John 15, when the Helper, Holy Spirit, comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. Again, the Father and the Son send the Holy Spirit. John 16 now. John 16 again, about the Holy Spirit. Nevertheless, I tell you this truth, it is to your advantage that I go away, Jesus says. If I do not go away, the Helper will not come. But if I go, ascend to heaven, Jesus says, I will send him. I will send the Holy Spirit to you, okay? The Father sends the Son, the Father and the Son send the Holy Spirit. Again, because our God is a God on mission. He's ascending God. Now let's understand this, okay? The Father and the Son send the Holy Spirit. Why? We, as born again, genuine Christ followers, saved by grace through faith, we are saved, we are made alive, we have received the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Why? Well, not to sit around and make us feel good. We receive the Holy Spirit to fulfill our mandate in him, right? If you need proof of that, Acts 1:8 on the screen for you. Acts 1:8, Jesus says and promises again, the church, you will receive power and the Holy Spirit comes upon you and you will be my witnesses. You will be my witnesses. You will represent me because the Holy Spirit fills you. But notice, where? Well, not on your couch. In Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth. That means you're going. I'm sending. I'm giving you the Holy Spirit, Father and Son, giving you the Holy Spirit to live within you that you might go, that you are sent. You are saved to be sent for the Lord Jesus Christ. The power we are given is to be used, again, that we are sent to the ends of the earth. And that's what the church has been doing, again, when it's been faithful ever since the very beginning. So, the Father sends the Son, the Father and the Son send the Holy Spirit, and now really the Father, Son, and Spirit send the church. Send the church into the world. Jesus speaking to his disciples after his resurrection on the screen for you, lots of verses. I'm trying to overwhelm you with biblical content today, praise the Lord. John 20, verse 21, Jesus says, peace be with you, as the Father has sent me, beautiful verse, even so I am sending you. It's hard to get out of that one. Why would you want to get out of that one? It's beautiful. And then we have, of course, the Great Commission itself. In Great Commission, in Matthew 28, 19, Jesus emphatically says, go, go. He says, go. Doesn't say sit around. Doesn't say pause. He emphatically states, go. So insightful for me. And I pray for you. Our God is a sending God. The Trinity by nature is sending. But here's the kicker. Here's the beautiful application and conviction. If this is who God is, and if we are being transformed into the image of Jesus Christ, 2 Corinthians 3, if our sanctification, big word in theology, just to mean that we are growing more and more like Jesus Christ, if we are increasingly taking on the heart of Jesus Christ and looking more like him, and if our God is ascending God, therefore we also then, also our DNA is that we are sent for him.
Thank you for listening again today from all of us here at Live in the Light. Each day we strive to share faithful and passionate preaching of God's word to strengthen his people and his church. If you want to hear more from Pastor Robbie, you can find past series and messages at our website, liveinthelight.ca, or on our podcast available on Apple, Spotify, or any other streaming platform. Hope you'll join us again next time on Live in the Light. I want to be in the light as you are in the light.